Zero, Amy K. Good morning. As we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of our box of, well, totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is something you found out about your spouse after you got married? So that one very targeted on the married couples of the Playhouse family. What is something you found out about your partner after you got married? And maybe you dated for a brief period of time and you locked them down, or maybe it was a situation where you're together forever and then still after the wedding you're like, holy smokes, how did I not know this about you until after we got married? Have you ever experienced something like that? 237 hits, text 35270. I'm trying to think if there's, what did I learn after we got married? I don't think I actually recognized that she is a pretty amazing chef until after we were already married, because when we were dating, I know we'd come up in conversation one time and she's like, I could burn water. And I was like, oh, this person can't cook. And I just never thought about it again. But now she's like an amazing chef. But maybe she like learned it as time went on. I don't know.
Or maybe she just thought she wasn't good at cooking, so then she never tried. And then when she did it, she was like, okay, I'm actually really good. And then you had been together for that long and you're married at this point. So then she's doing all this cooking and you're like, where were these skills?
Yeah, I mean, you don't get a body like this without being fed well. Let me tell you. You got something that you learned about your significant other, like after you got married, where like, I can't believe I didn't know this. 237, it's text 35270. Flush the format Friday with Blind Melon. No rain. Y94 Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse Y94. Well, raining right now, but you might have no rain for a couple hours in like the midday and then afternoon. It fires up again till dinner time. Raining right now in Fargo-Moorhead. 6:51 Playhouse in the morning. Y94 on this Flush the Format Friday, doing the totally random question. What did you find out about your partner after you got married?
I was cleaning out his drawer in the nightstand and I came across this big pile and I didn't know what it was, so I went through it and they were like girls' panties and I didn't really think anything of it. Like, oh, it's a gift for me. Then I got all excited and I asked him about it. He's like, oh, you were supposed to find that? Those are panties from all the girls I slept with. I'm like,
ew, a drawer of them?
I feel like you make him get rid of those then. He can't, whatever weird trophy thing he had going on, like, it's probably time to go. Once you're the current person, you found it, gotta go.
Yeah, I would just dump that whole thing out. This is all, and you know what? We're not even throwing it away. I'm burning all of them.
Well, you don't want that. Who knows what kind of weird, now, so you're putting that in the smoke and you're going to breathe that in. And
you don't want those fumes.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, he might catch God knows what.
Ew, why would he keep that?
I mean, just kind of skeezy guy, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, the trophy thing. Some people do the trophy thing. Some people, not this people, but some people.
You could, but then if you're married, okay, even if you're in a serious relationship, get rid of it then.
Go.
Get rid of it when you propose. Get rid of it when you know you're getting married.
What would you do? What would you do if you stumbled on that and if Steven had like a weird collection like that?
I would burn them all. And probably Steven.
Tie him down with him and be like, it's time to go.
You want these? You could have them.
What is the thing you found out about your partner after you got married? 237, it's plenty getting texted, 35270.
Yeah, someone said that she's not actually a redhead. She managed to keep up an amazing dye job while we were dating and engaged. Her roommates, her friends were convinced she was a redhead too. Her hairdresser ended up moving a few states away the same month we got married, and the truth came out. Since apparently doing the realistic red hair is something even most professionals aren't good at. So when she was trying to find someone new to do it, she struggled a little bit. Somebody else said that she eats sugar cubes raw, not like in tea, coffee, or anything like that. She'll buy a box of them and eat them. It's not that I found it unattractive. It was just really odd. Somebody else said, I found out that my wife can make balloon animals. I never knew it. One day we were sitting at home with the kids and I had brought home the wrong type of balloons. And out of nowhere, she twisted up a dog, then a monkey. And somebody else said that he has a third middle name. Now, he does get a pass because he didn't really even know it either. His mom kind of also forgot. And when we were looking at a birth certificate, we noticed the third middle name. And she even said out loud, now, why did I do that?
What is that thing you found out after you were already committed, after you're already married? 237, it's text 35270. Lady Gaga, Alejandro, and a Flush the Format Friday. 194 over the Playhouse in the morning and more music all day. Hey, just before 7 o'clock, Playhouse 194 on this Flush the Format Friday. Talk about the thing you found out about your partner after you already got married. You're like, man, how did I not know this about you. What do you see in Amy Kay?
Somebody said that he doesn't like drinking out of plastic glasses. I just don't know how I never noticed until we were married. Someone else said that he had never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his life. I found this out when we were married for more than 5 years. I made him his first PB&J when he was 30, and his mind was blown away at how good it was.
I mean, that is quite the delicacy not to have experienced.
Just imagine what other just like basic small things he's probably never experienced. You're just blowing his mind with all these things.
This is going to make you feel good, though, to be the person that introduces that.
How have you never had a peanut butter and jelly?
Your parents didn't love you, I guess.
Seems like it.
Hopefully he's not allergic to peanuts or something and just That's nobody really you, explained why.
I was going to say, you find that out later in life, that'd be scary.
Oops. What did you find out about your partner well after you were pretty committed, married? Hello?
All right, so I've been waiting to share this story with you guys for a long time.
Well, that's a good setup. Now I'm just drooling for this one now.
My husband and I had been together for about 7 years. And when we were in our 20s, we managed a lake resort up by International Falls. And we had a full bar restaurant. And one night, I wanted to go to bed early, so I closed the kitchen and went to bed. The next morning, I got up and went out to the kitchen, and there were two empty tuna fish cans sitting on the kitchen table. And I thought, well, this is pretty weird because I know my husband doesn't eat tuna fish. Well, apparently, two fishermen had come into the bar after I went to bed, and they were hungry. And they asked my husband if they could get something to eat. And he said, well, I'm sorry, the kitchen is closed. And they begged and begged. So his tuna fish sandwiches consisted of two pieces of bread and a can of tuna fish and no mayonnaise.
Did he ever make them for you?
Oh, no, God, no. But I said, did they eat them? And he goes, oh, yeah, they loved them.
Gross. So you learned that he is definitely not a good cook, at least not in terms of a tuna fish sandwich.
He didn't even know how to make a tuna fish sandwich, and he was 25 years old.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. That thing you learned about your partner, well, after you were together, you got married. Any other ones, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said, my wife and I were together for 12 and a half years and had 5 kids before getting married, so there wasn't much really that we didn't know about each other. However, I found out earlier this year that she had never seen an episode of Full House. Someone else said, I found out that they're terrible with finances, just burns through money. And someone else said, one time my husband said, hey, can you grab me something from the candy drawer if you're getting up and going to the kitchen? That's how I found out we had a candy drawer.
Boy, can you imagine not even knowing there's you'd feel so robbed.
How long have we had this?
We've always had this candy drawer.
Yeah. Why haven't you been sharing?
Well, you know what? If you recognize you're the only one that seems to know about a candy drawer, you're not going to volunteer that information.
Why wouldn't you just want to share it with everybody? Get the candy together. Really stock up.
I guess so. What's that thing you found out about your partner after you're already married? Hi.
He lied about he's a really good cook, and he never told me that.
Lied about it? Lied about it or just didn't mention it?
I was going to say, yeah, I feel like just not mention it.
And suppose if he's lying about it actively, he's like, well, I'm good. I'm so good. People just take advantage. I'm always cooking.
But I was going to say, yeah, just getting out of it maybe doesn't want to do it.
Trying to prevent having to be cooking all the time because he's just such an amazing chef.